So you're going to play the game for me?
Yeah, I'm going to play the game for you. So this is Muse. It's the first episode.
Shadi El Haddad is one of the founders of Lap Rat Studio. They've been working for more than a year and a half on a video game for iPhones called Muse. It's a shoot-'em-up game where the player does battle with a creepy-looking villain named Psychosis.
The main highlight of the, you know, the driving force of the entire game pretty much is our combo scoring system. You know, allows players to score as they, you know, destroy environment objects and kill enemies.
And there's an adrenaline mode that helps you pile up even more points. The Lab Rats met at Wake Tech Community College in the Gaming Simulation Development Program. El Haddad says they've been running on adrenaline ever since.
You know, we're all working second jobs. We have been for a year and a half, 7 days a week, just to get this done.
This is Agent Tripp.
Sid, we have a problem.
What the hell are these things?
There's not much intel here. All we know is that they're called Borgs.
Lab Rat submitted Muse to Apple earlier this month. El Haddad says they're hoping this will be a big week for them at the App Store after all those iPhones and iPods get unwrapped on Christmas morning. Cindy Foster is rooting for them, too. The Lab Rats got their start in Foster's simulation and game development department at Wake Tech.
We're so excited for them. We can't hardly stand ourselves. We're so excited.
Foster says with the help of a big grant from the National Science Foundation, Wake Tech developed a program to help feed a growing gaming industry. Foster says there were 4 students in their first graduating class in 2008. Today, there are 500 students taking classes in the program.
We have students that are straight out of high school. We have students that already have a bachelor's degree. We have students that are coming back and retooling. They're tired of doing what they're doing, and they might be in their 30s.
When the Lab Rats left Wake Tech, they came to the American Underground in downtown Durham to work alongside a half dozen other video game teams at Joystick Labs. John Austin is the managing director.
Just having everybody kind of in this space and working elbow to elbow and side by side, even though they're different studios, it's kind of a little bit of a friendly competition that kind of goes on, and you know, everybody's being creative and asking questions of each other, so it makes for a good environment to get some game development done.
The Triangle is now considered one of the top 10 spots for game development in the country. And Austin says he's optimistic even more growth is on the horizon. That's why he helped found the Triangle Gaming Initiative with Alexander McCreese. He's CEO of Themis Media, which runs the video gaming website The Escapist. Right now, McCreese says the gaming industry is like the Wild West, steadily evolving, like Cary-based Epic Games with its mighty Gears of War series.
What is this?
It's Rojas.
Marcus!
Epic has right now one of the best-selling iPhone games in history, and one of the best-selling Xbox Live Arcade games in history, and one of the best-selling Xbox games in history. So in a sense, they've become a multi-platform company, even while staying true to their core roots. And I think that's really exciting for us to have such a leader here in the Triangle.
There's also Insomniac Studio, based in Durham.
Is that all you got?
That's the Ratchet and Clank all-for-one game. Chad DeZern is the studio director at Insomniac. His crew moved here from Burbank, California in 2009.
So we started out really with just 4 of us sitting in a tiny little room trying to get everything up and running. And we're at 35 now in this office and still looking to add some more.
DeZern's company is one of about 30 game development companies in the Triangle. They're all hoping to develop the next big hit that shows up on every kid's Christmas wish list. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Yes!